The Hit List, Kenwood Trust Addiction.
So between 12 and 16, Andy, this progressed and got worse?
Well, what happened for me is that the solvent abuse and the sniffing, I had a couple of friends and we would hang around in car parks and stuff like that, and we would sniff in the car park and all that, and one day we got caught by some police officers in the car park sniffing solvents, and what happened from there onwards, I was taken to the police station, and my parents would come, my mum was contacted, and my mum come to the place, and she started to kind of like be really quite upset about what was happening, and that's how I ended up having to see a psychiatrist at the school. I was saying really stupid things to this man who's come to monitor me at the school, which got me introduced into the doctors. And see, there's so many things which have gone on when I think about that when I was a young person, you know, where I was always wanting to be liked by someone. See, my problem was, right, I didn't have a lot of friends, but most of the people that I associated with is that when I realised that I could steal money from my mum, and when I started stealing money from my mum, I wanted to buy friends. So I'd buy weed, I'd be friends with people, and I would come into a place where I was really... It was about keeping a friendship going, trying to buy a girl in a friendship, like a relationship with a girl. I would want to buy her something, like even kind of anything from a jacket or a jumper. And because I never had a lot of money, I got into thieving and stealing. So I used to go to the town a lot. And I just got into running in the shop, grabbing what I wanted and run out as fast as I could. And I got away with it a few times. Right, and I thought to myself, you know, I had my nice new jumper on, which I'd stolen, and somebody else had a nice new jumper on that I'd given to them, yeah. And I can remember going back to that shop one time and going in the shop and trying to do it, and they were ready for me, and then they jumped on me. And my criminal record is quite a substantial criminal record, and I haven't got a criminal record like that long because I'm some kind of big gangster. I've got a criminal record like that because I was a useless, pathetic criminal, yeah? And a lot of my stuff that I did at the beginning, right, was about impressing people, showing people that, you know, that I'm some kind of big man, or to be able to try and get something to give to somebody else. And so my problems were, over a period of time, that all started to come to Mum's front door. And when Mum kept getting knocks on the front door, the police keep rolling up, police coming round the house, it really started to upset her. And later on, I never saw my mum for a substantial period of time because I ended up in prison many, many times. And my mum had a breakdown, yeah, and she just got to the stage where she couldn't put up with it anymore.
The Hit List, Kenwood Trust Addiction.